The Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 6th, 2021. I'm Mike Clifford. Maine is one of 10 states that does not allow residents to register to vote online, but a bill before the legislature there would change that. Here's Lily Bulkey.
The State Legislative Committee on Veterans and Legal Affairs heard testimony for LD 1126, which would create an online voter registration system by 2023. Megan Sway with the ACLU of Maine says it would increase access to the ballot. Currently, to register, Mainers have to fill out a voter registration card and provide proof of residency and photo ID in person, either at town offices or city halls, motor vehicle branch offices, most social service agencies, or voter registration drives.
COVID showed that we can make changes, that we can make voting more accessible, that we can include more people in our democracy, and online voter registration is one of those ways in which we can modernize and expand this access.
Sway points out that Maine has traditionally high voter participation rates, boosted by same-day registration and no-excuse absentee voting. She says online voter registration would further boost ease and access for veterans, college students, those who work long hours during the week, as well as Mainers who live in rural areas or have mobility issues.
In the nation's capital, the Senate parliamentarian ruled Monday Democrats can use special budgetary rules to avoid a GOP filibuster on two more pieces of legislation, setting the stage for President Biden's infrastructure agenda to pass in two packages with simple majority votes, that from the Hill. They report it's a win for Senate Majority Leader Schumer. The Hill notes that allows him to pass Biden's $2.25 trillion package by revising the fiscal 2021 budget resolution. And thousands of low-income college students in Colorado now have an easier path to food assistance during the pandemic after the federal government issued temporary changes to its qualification policies for SNAP.
Bennu Amun-Ra is a Naropa University student who cares for her child and mother. She says SNAP has been a game changer.
What I can afford now allows me to go to local grocery stores to purchase fresh produce and fruits and vegetables.
Students with an expected family contribution of zero based on federal financial aid calculations and those eligible for work study, even if they don't currently have a job, may be eligible for $234 per month or more in food benefits. A family of four can receive $782 to buy food. A new online guide offers information on navigating the enrollment process at hungerfreecolorado.org. I'm Eric Galata.
This is PNS. Community colleges nationwide are bracing for another drop in enrollment this year, especially among students of color.
Data from the National College Attainment Network shows only about 55% of high school seniors have applied for federal financial aid. And the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center reports that in 2020, first-time enrollment was down 13% overall and almost 20% among Latino students. Paul Feast with the California Community College's Chancellor's Office says the pandemic has severely disrupted potential students' lives.
Many of our students are facing challenges with losing their jobs, having lower wages, having to care for their children, you know, as they're being homeschooled.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
Students can find a wealth of information on financial aid and other programs at stayenrolled.com and icanaffordcollege.com. And even as more Nevada kids are heading back to their on-campus classrooms, public education advocates are calling on school districts to improve distance learning. Social distancing can be almost impossible when grandparents are caregivers. Research shows nationwide Latino families have the second largest share of multi-generational households at 27%, just behind Asians at 29%. Rebecca Garcia is president of the Nevada Parent Teacher Association.
Not only have the majority of kids in Nevada been distance learning this whole time, a lot are going to continue to distance learn, and we still, 9 months in, haven't made it a consistent quality opportunity for all kids.
Business Insider looked at census data and found almost 50,000 multi-generational households in Nevada. That is the ninth highest rate in the country at just over 4%. Finally, Diane Bernard tells us that Virginia's Governor Ralph Northam proposes fast-tracking marijuana legalization to July 1. Healthcare advocates are concerned that high-potency cannabis products could harm the health of Virginians, particularly young people.
Dr. Jonathan Lee with addiction treatment facility The Farley Center in Williamsburg says multiple studies show a link between high-potency marijuana and adverse reactions, including anxiety disorders, depression, and even psychotic episodes. He says the National Institute of Drug Abuse finds that 9 to 10% of people who use marijuana regularly will become physically dependent on it and experience withdrawal symptoms.
It goes up to 17% of teenagers who use cannabis, particularly on a daily basis, will develop a substance use disorder to cannabis.
4 state legislatures are proposing state-level caps on potency levels of THC. That includes Florida, Massachusetts, and Washington. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service. Member and listener supported, heard on great radio stations and online at publicnewsservice.org.